I am Stuart, child of the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons.
C is for cookie.
Puppet Maybes. It's Puppet Maybe Week.
Muppet Babies.
I've had that in my head all week. Even you just saying Muppet Babies a week ago, man, I'd got that song in my head.
When you're feeling boom-be-doo.
Is it a rip-off of a song? Is it an existing song?
Yeah, it. I don't know this for sure, but it sounds. Yeah. It sounds like. Like as a 50s song.
Dibba dibba ding dong.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be in Greece or something.
Yeah.
You might be right, James.
I think you are now, you say
bing
that.
Bong. Ba, ba, ba,
ba, ba. Dibba dibba dum. They go together like chubba
babba dibba babba dibba boo. Maybe, yeah, I think you're right. What song's that?
That's the way it could be. I don't know.
It's definitely influenced by 50s music, isn't it?
I know the song, I have no idea what it's called.
And written, of course, by Haim Saban and Suke Levy.
No, was it really?
No.
It's written by John Travolta.
Is it?
It is, yeah. And what's the other one called?
Olivia Newton-John.
That's the one, yeah.
Jamie, this was your choice, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I think it's a good choice. I remember Muppet Babies. I actually remember this episode of Muppet Babies.
Wow.
Do you really?
Yeah, when I saw the silhouette of the creature, which we'll talk about, the alien creature, I was like, oh, I remember this.
Oh, that spoiled it for you, though, because you knew the shock reveal at the end.
Oh, it was ruined. During the entire thing was ruined. Yeah. Turns out it wasn't. Oh, no, best not ruin it for anyone.
Steady on.
If you don't want to hear spoilers about the, 1984 35-year-old cartoon we watched this week, then go and watch it now and then come back, because there will be spoilers in this episode of By the Power.
38 years ago.
It's a rough guess. You don't need to be that picky. Come on.
So is this cartoon older than you then, Kane?
Yeah.
Everything's older than Kane.
Well, true.
Lamp above his head's older than Kane.
I'm wearing socks older than Kane.
Isn't it, Kane?
I'm not that young.
That light fitting's older than you. Look at it.
Probably is, to be fair.
We know for a fact his house is older than him by quite a bit.
Yeah.
Isn't his house like 300 AD or something?
Something like that.
Kane?
Yes?
What year was your house built?
13.
Because it's on the front of your house, and you've already told us once, so you must know.
Yeah. 1372.
That
might be a lie.
Is that what you said last time?
That might even be the wrong century.
Like. Aren't you about 400 years out?
Probably.
I think you are.
It's 1373 next door.
That's his house number. That's the confusion. Yeah,
they're really old, these houses. They did one a year.
What house number is it, Kane?
24.
Oh.
We're slowly tracking him down. We're tracking down his location. We know the age of the house. We know the number.
Hey, depending on where this podcast getting shipped to, we're giving away probably too much information here.
This is true.
Well, interestingly enough, and this is, I think, what you're alluding to, Jamie, we had a little increase in downloads last week. And I did a bit of investigation as to where the downloads were coming from. When I say investigation, I pressed the button that tells me where the downloads are from. And they're from Russia. Somebody in Russia downloaded 30 episodes, people downloaded one episode.
Do you think this could end the war? Do you think people get hooked on this podcast and think, I'm not fighting anymore because I'm listening to this quality podcast instead?
I think the only people who are listening to our podcast are probably already on their yachts, sailing out of Russia.
Of course. And Putin. He's a regular listener, to be fair.
Obviously. What's anybody been up to this week? Anything exciting?
I went out for some Korean wings at the weekend.
Ooh.
Was it the Korean wing chain cane that I can't remember the name of?
No. I don't think so. I said it's called...
Is he a martial artist?
Korean wing chain cane, yeah.
It's called Soju, or Soju, which is, I think, is a Korean drink, which is like a shot in a beer.
Were they good wings?
Oh, amazing.
Were they sticky with sesame seeds on?
Some of them were. So we got six different types of wings. And we went for the hottest as well, which was called Go to Hell.
Yeah. You know you're fucked if you're eating something called Go to Hell.
Yeah. Are you translating for us, Kane, or were they named in English?
They were named in English and they had the Korean next to it, so...
It's always weird, though, isn't it? Because you're not in England or Korea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. But find that weird.
You have to wear gloves to eat them.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty painful. Like, one of my friends who I'm with, and this is no word of a lie, as soon as it touched his mouth, he started, like, sweating, like, crazy. Then he started panicking. Then he started to Google, once it came out, if you could die from eating something too hot.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, he just started saying, like, random words, and he couldn't control himself. I think he was in a state of panic. No, he was in a state of panic. I've not seen someone like that have a reaction like that from eating
That's
something.
Like me after a coma.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's got garlic in.
And they also, with the Soju bombs or Soju bombs, you have to, so they put a beer on, then a shot on top of it and balance it on some chopsticks, and you have to headbutt the table and the shot goes into the beer and drink it as fast as possible.
Holy shit.
Sounds fun, all this, Kane.
It was. That's what I'm telling you about it.
Yeah. I think it sounds good.
Then also in other Kane news is, probably mentioned on the podcast, is I resigned as national coach of the Netherlands Rugby League. So I can commit more time now to buy the power.
What are they going to do with that, Kane?
I'm about to say, is there going to be a state of mourning, national state of mourning or something like that? Or is there some sort of...
The damn right should be after 5 years planned? Undefeated. But no, in serious note, I think a few of the players listened to this and obviously friends do, so thank you for supporting me during... Yeah, I've missed a lot of friends' weddings and birthday parties and stuff because of that, so thank you for everyone. And sad to leave,
but... In return, you were, the most successful coach ever?
Most successful international rugby league coach in the last 4 years. Most successful Dutch national coach ever. But I'm not bragging or anything.
Rightfully so, my friend.
How long's your record going to last, do you think, Kane?
I kind of hope that they lose next year.
I miss you guys.
Did you say someone who listened to this podcast? Will you have left the country by then?
Hopefully. I've left all the WhatsApp groups and everything. I've changed my email address, so that's me done. Over and
are
out.
You clear a clean break?
Yeah, mic drop and leave.
Unlike after he had them wings.
Well, can anybody top retiring from being the most successful national coach of a country's sports team?
I fitted a new tap in the bathroom.
Woo!
Nice. Yeah. Was that a replacement for a faulty tap? Or
it was a replacement
for
a faulty
style?
Tap. And unfortunately, it was one of those jobs where it's never an easy job, is it? It should be an easy job. It should just be a case of unscrew the tap, unscrew the fixings, put the new fixings on, job done. But unfortunately, my bathroom wasn't.
I would imagine it's harder than coaching a national sports team to victory every week.
Of course, it's definitely harder.
Yeah.
What kind of tap was it, Baz?
Well, it was a solid mixer, so you couldn't take it apart and get to the washer inside. And the problem I had is the pipes that fit onto the wall were just pipes coming out. They didn't have connectors on the end and no isolators. So I also had to buy an olive puller from B&Q, which cost me £20 more than I wanted to pay, Kane. So, you know, trials and tribulations, it was an absolute nightmare. I had to get the olives off, so put the new fittings on, put some new isolating valves. It was just, I don't think you'd understand how hard work it was to get that done, to be fair.
Was it the most successful tap change to take place in your house, would you say?
No, not successful ever. I have had more successful ones that have gone a lot smoother and a lot faster, but I am still proud of the amount of work that it took to get it done, and it's now working.
You're proud that it took you ages because you're not very good at doing taps?
Oh, no, just the work involves to. You know, there's nothing wrong with the actual...
How long did it take? How
interesting. Of the work. It's got to be a good hour and a half with a trip to B&Q.
That includes a trip to B&Q?
That includes a trip to B&Q.
That's not bad, James. That's pretty good going.
No, but for Bez, working that long is pretty good going.
I'm already cynical of that timeline.
I was puffing and panting. I was not happy.
I'm sending a text message to Mrs. James. All including the trip in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
How much you went an hour and a half without stopping for a smoke?
I took my vape upstairs, had a drink upstairs. In all fairness, I was getting away from the other two as well, so I probably stretched it out a little bit, probably could have gone under an hour, but I thought, on our strip to B&Q, I'll have a stroll around one here, just in case anything else we need. Gotta be thorough.
Well, this is truly thrilling news there from James.
Yeah.
Jamie, can you top swapping a tap in your house?
Wait, before Jamie goes, Bear in mind my wing experience. Jamie gave me a sarcastic. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, he did.
Come
he
on, Jamie.
Sarcastic.
What the fuck did you do? Yeah.
Top that.
I had a really bad hangover on Sunday. Like one of the worst I've ever had. I didn't get out of bed till about 5. It was horrendous.
You lazy bastard.
My back was hurting. I hate it. Staying in bed past about 8:30 for me is out of the question. I had to stay in bed. I couldn't move and my back was killing. It was horrendous. Yeah.
What did you do on Saturday to cause the hangover? Did you
go to
Korean Wings place and bang on the table?
I headbutted a table. I didn't have some hot wings, but I did have some the new hot Doritos, and they are fucking hot. I imagine hotter than those wings you had, Kane, in all fairness.
Ooh.
Did you have to wear gloves?
In your twings.
That was hot.
Yeah, they were chopsticks, Kane.
I put the Doritos on the table.
Great video.
And I headbutted the Doritos into crumbs and snorted them.
That's, so, that's how you have to open the bag. You have to headbutt the bag to open it.
Yeah. Can you beat it, Stu?
No, I've done bugger all interesting this week.
Fair enough.
More importantly, Bez and Jamie, how was your cinema visit to see Batman
together?
Oh, it was
great.
We did well, right? We went twice.
Yeah. we alternated. I went dressed as Batman once, and Jamie went as the Joker, and then we swapped over. I went as the Joker, he went as Batman.
Oh, why did you go as Joker?
Because we like Joker and Batman. It's a classic, iconic pair.
What were your favourite part of the film?
The Batman bits. Definitely.
What about you,
Jamie? I thought the ending was quality. I'd never expected that at all.
No.
Imagine if I said what the ending was now. I was like, James, wouldn't it? So when are you two going to watch the Batman film?
Well,
tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, no. I am going to have to bow out of this because I'm going on Sunday with Mrs. B. Sorry.
How do I kick James out of this fucking chat?
Jamie, can I suggest something to you?
Go ahead, yeah.
Pop in the next 4 days and then just message him the details of the movie.
You know what? I might go on Friday night on my own. I might do it.
Good plan. I'll come with you if you want. I'll go watch a different film though.
you dress as Joker in a different film.
I was going to dress as Batman in what's out, Uncharted maybe.
I suppose you're quite good in Uncharted.
Yeah. Let's talk about Muppet Babies, shall we? Should we let Jamie do the most recent round of the fantastic Would I Lie To You quiz?
Yeah.
Little scores on the doors. Me and James both on 1 each. And Kane and Stu are on 2 points each. Obviously, if you get it right, you get a point. If you all get it right, I lose a point. If you all get it wrong, I gain a point. Let's go into it then. So, which one of these is true and which one is the lie? Fozzie Bear. Fozzie Bear's mum is called Emily Bear. Fozzie Bear's mum is called Rosie Bear. Fozzie Bear's mum is called Emily Bear. Fozzie Bear's mum is called Rosie Bear. Which one is true? Which one is the lie?
I didn't know he had a mum.
I've never seen his mum either.
Maybe they're both liars.
Trick question. James.
Is it? I think it's me.
Oh,
first,
no, it's Kane. Sorry, it's Kane.
It's Kane's first, yeah.
So I'm going to go, that it's going to be a slightly trick question. I'm going to go Emily Bear.
So you think that's the lie or the truth?
No, that's the truth. Emily Bear is the truth.
Emily Bear's the lie. His mum is Rosie Bear.
Is that what you're saying?
Walker.
Yeah, well, it is, so yes, that's why I'm saying it.
Ooh. You sound confident.
Or is he, James? Is he trying to...
is he trying to play me?
Well, there's no benefit, is there, really? Because if he thinks I'm right and copies me, we're still on the same score.
True.
But, and Jamie can't get a point now anyway because me and Stu's both.
Or lose a point. I can't lose a point either.
Yeah. I'm going to go Rosie Bear. It sounds more realistic.
As the trend.
Emily.
So Rosie.
It's a shit name, Emily, isn't it?
So you're saying Emily, you're saying Rosie Bear is true, James?
I'm going to say Rosie Bear is true.
Okay, so Emily Bear is the lie. Me and James think. Kane thinks it's Rosie Bear. Put us out of misery, Jamie.
Fozzie Bear's mum is called Emily Bear.
Well done, nice. Kane.
Fozzie Bear's sister is Rosie Bear.
He's got a sister as well.
So Emily, yeah. Emily Bear went, oh, here's my two little babies, and they call them Rosie and Fozzie.
Well, I know the background.
Fozzie and Rosie.
It wasn't her that named him, it was his dad, and his dad was an alcoholic.
Called Bozzy.
Called Bozzy Bear. And he's like, I'll call him Fozzie and Rosie Bear. And that's why Fozzie's always telling jokes to hide his really traumatic childhood of his abusive
Walker,
father.
Walker. Oh, is he saying vodka, vodka, but his dad said it with a slur?
Yeah, like it.
And he's, and he's
actually, vodka. In the it's Netherlands, you pronounce vodka. 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 Vodka, sir. Yeah.
That's because that's how you're supposed to pronounce it, to be fair.
Wait a minute, that sounds a bit Russian to me, Kane.
I don't know why we
get
it wrong.
Check him, check his credentials.
In the Netherlands, they also have menus in Korean and English with no Dutch on for some reason, turns out. It's got to be a chain, Kane, surely.
Yeah.
Why would they have it in English?
Perhaps they took one look at Kane.
Is that like their default? Is that like if you go to Japan and they've got loads of English on their shirts and stuff, but none of it's real English?
Perhaps you just gave him the English menu, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think now. Maybe it might have been in Dutch.
Oh, seamless. He just doesn't even realise whether it's Dutch or English. He's like,
His Dutch, his ability to read.
But like sayings like go to hell, even in a Dutch sentence, it would say something. Then in English, it would say go to hell in English. Then
So what you can do?
Well, maybe I can just read Korean.
Yeah, maybe. What you can do with all your Dutch language knowledge, Kane, when you eventually move?
Well, is that realize that the last 7 years were a waste of time and never speak Dutch again.
Was it quite a big Dutch American following? Is it Mormon?
Well, that's what I was just thinking. I wonder if Kane could become the national rugby coach for the rugby union league coach.
Rugby league.
Rugby league coach for the Mormons. Maybe is it the Mormons or is it the Quakers?
I can never remember.
Somebody who speaks Dutch, isn't there?
I think it's the I want to say Mormons, but I'm not sure.
It's the guys who put all the barns up and stuff, isn't it? And have the bowl head haircuts, right?
Yeah.
That's Quakers, right?
No, Quakers wear the big, massive brim hat, don't they?
No, you're thinking of the... geez. The other ones.
Not Mormons. It's not Mormons.
No, it's not Mormons. You mean like white shirts and stuff?
Yeah, and they build barns and...
Oh, my days.
Horses.
Oh, come on.
They use cars.
Amish.
Yeah. Amish.
Yes, it's the Amish, Amish. Dutch speaking, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you could do an Amish...
Amish rugby league.
Rugby league team, Kane. What do you think? Fancy that?
Yeah. I could just coach the American team.
True.
Is that one?
Do Americans got one? Do they wear lots of pads still?
They're in the last World Cup, actually.
Were they?
Yeah, decent. They were decent.
Yeah, all right.
Not as good as the Netherlands, obviously.
No, they're not, because the Netherlands are now 12th in the world, I think. Or maybe 13th.
Whoa.
Are you going to apply for that then when you get over there?
No, I think I'm having a little break from rugby, to be fair.
What if they come looking for you, though? Could you be tempted, do you think?
Well, they're banned too, aren't they?
Everything's got a price, hasn't it?
$1 million man, baby.
Everything has a price. Jamie, do you want to talk to us about Muppet Babies?
The reason I picked this is my little boy, he's taking watching. Yeah, he's a baby. Well,
that's it.
It's nice to see him. It's nice to see him watching stuff which isn't all superheroes. So he's recently got into Sesame Street and Muppets, and obviously because of that, he started watching the more modern Muppet Babies, which is all right. It's decent. It's quite good. Similar characters, not all the same characters. The nanny in that, so Miss Nanny is the daughter of the nanny in the one we've watched. So they are actually linked together, which is cool. I completely forgot about this, the 80s Muppets baby. So I thought, yep, let's go for that. So I went back and watched a few of them. I thought, I remember a Star Wars episode. Picked this one. Thought it was the Star Wars episode. It is not the Star Wars episode. I picked From a Galaxy Far, Far Away, which was season
the
one.
ET episode.
Episode 12. It's the... Yeah, it's an alien.
It does sound Star Wars-y.
Yeah. I thought it was. I messed up. And they mention some Star Wars in it. So they call them Yoda's planet.
It's basically, I think, a bit of a generic sci-fi one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so that's the reason I picked this one. I thought it was Star Wars one, so let's have a chat about this one. Who's James? Let's go for you first, then. Thoughts, feelings on From a Galaxy Far, Far Away by the Muppet Babies.
I wasn't looking forward to it.
What?
Yeah, I'm not.
How do you not like Jim Henson's Muppet Babies? Any Muppets?
Don't like the Muppets at all.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
I just don't like it. Never liked the Muppets. So Muppet Babies was even worse sort of idea for me. I'm thinking, oh God.
Do you not like any Muppets?
No.
Fraggle Rock?
No.
Sesame Street?
No.
Dark Crystal?
Dark Crystal was good, but I wouldn't class that as Muppets.
Why?
Because it isn't whimsical. It's quite...
It isn't whimsical? Have you seen Dark Crystal?
Yeah.
It's a fantasy puppet.
I've also watched the remake TV series, which is really
good.
Yeah,
it was alright, wasn't it?
Is it decent?
I really enjoyed it. That's a good story. But yeah, I'm not a Muppets fan. Definitely not a Muppet Babies fan going into it. You can see there's a book coming up. But I didn't mind it, actually. It wasn't bad at all. I thought the animation, this is going to sound really bad, quality was bad, but good. So I think the video that we watched perhaps wasn't the best quality, or it was the best that they could do at the time. You know, when we watch like an older film, it's got that dated look about it. You know,
when you said an old Earth film, then I was really confused.
An old Earth film, shit. Yeah. Secrets of that. But in terms of the actual images, they were very good. Like the backgrounds weren't generic backgrounds we were using. They put a bit of detail in there. They animated stuff they didn't necessarily need to, like just from the background again, the curtains wafted in the wind and stuff. So they put the work into it. And the characters, as I say, were well drawn. The voice acting was very good. The story wasn't my massive cup of tea, but I've not seen Muppets Babies before, so I don't know if they're all the same, but I like the premises of it being sort of in their heads, but then transposed into film so we could see what they're seeing, just almost, you know, what they're imagining. So I thought it was really quite good. I didn't mind it at all. I wouldn't watch it again. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't as bad as expecting, I suppose, is what I was...
You should watch the Star Wars episode. That's a really good one.
I wish I had done that.
Well worth a watch.
Even more, yeah.
It is really good. I've watched that as well. It is really good, yeah.
So,
how come they're not on Disney Plus?
Yeah, good question.
The modern ones are. So the modern one was 2018, I think they are, but no idea why the originals aren't.
Owned by Marvel originally.
Yeah, really? Well, combination,
well,
wasn't it?
Made by Marvel, I should say, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was the two, wasn't it? It was Marvel,
Disney
and,
Marvel
Jim
and Muppets. So you'd think it'd be on, wouldn't you?
But then again, Tailspin's only just come on, so maybe it's in the pipeline.
Maybe they're saving it.
Could be.
Yeah.
What's the new one like, Jamie? Worth a watch or not?
I mean, I watch it with Bear. Would I watch it if I was my own? Probably, yeah, because it's quite easy to watch in the background. It's all right. Similar premise. It's the animation is more more computerized than this, obviously. So it's a little bit different. But the characters, or the majority of the characters and the storyline's all about imagination. It's still pretty much the same. It's decent. I mean, I prefer the original. I think it's cuter, the original. The modern ones, it's definitely worth a watch.
Is it fully computerized?
It's
CGI.
It's CGI'd, yeah. They get away with it. It looks okay. But I prefer the animation for this, yeah. What score are you giving it, James?
Score's a tricky one.
Oh, well.
Because I liked it more than I thought I would, but I still wouldn't watch it again. So it's a bit of a weird one. So I'm going to go for it's between a 5 and a 6, and it does sound harsh. So I'm going to go for 6. I think 6 for me.
I never know the direction you're going to go with your score.
No, I was on the fence between a 5 and a 6, and 5 just seems a little bit too harsh for it got a lot of plus points from a technical point of view. Like I say, it wasn't necessarily my storyline, but I couldn't knock it as a cartoon.
James, for somebody who doesn't like the Muppets then, I know the characters are kid versions of the characters. Do you like the characters in this?
Not massively. Because I don't like the Muppets, I've not actually seen that much of it. I always sort of like, if it's on, I'm aware of the Muppets. I know who they are. I know what they do. They seem very much like the same.
They seem like the same characters,
but just talking in kiddier voices and doing kiddier stuff. The personality-wise, they all seem the same as what I think of the Muppets as. So I didn't notice a big difference between young Kermit and old Kermit. It seemed the same thing to me.
Interesting. I mean, the big change I saw is in this, Gonzo's got the hots for Miss Piggy, which you don't get in any of the, obviously it's all Kermit and Miss Piggy in the adult ones, but in all these
episodes. He's famous for being after Miss Piggy.
Gonzo?
In the proper Muppet Show, yeah, the original Muppet Show.
I can't remember that.
Yeah, I think it was called The Muppet Show, wasn't it? Like the original one where it was a Saturday night TV show.
I can't remember that.
He was always after Miss Piggy, and she blindly ignores him and fancies Kermit, who's not interested in her. It's always been a love triangle, I think. I don't think I've superimposed my memories of Muppet Babies over that, but I could be wrong. Just out of interest, the reason it's not on Disney Plus is because of licensing for all the video clips.
So
Swamp Thing was in this episode. Two or three other things when Gonzo opens the doors and stuff, and windows, and there's
the
movie
time
clips.
Forgot and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Did I miss something about that door? What kept opening and there was real videos.
It's just the kids' imagination.
It's what their imagination is behind the door.
Yeah. It was quite weird to have
live action.
Yeah, live action. Yeah.
Quite unique, I guess.
Stu.
I remembered this episode. I remember the Muppet Babies. I love the Muppet Babies. I think it's really good. I love it. I'm not going to talk about it in massive, because James kind of hit on most of the things, but I think it's really well voiced. I think the characters are really well done younger versions of the classic Muppet characters. So if you like the Muppet characters, I think you'll like the Muppet Babies. I think it's pretty well written. I did think it could be, I'm going to do Kane here, I did think it could be shorter. Could have been a bit tight, couldn't it? Could have been 15 minutes rather than 23 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It goes on a little bit. And I think the age group it's aimed at, it's really good for. Because as an adult, you can be like, it's obviously not an alien, it's a little bear of some kind. But I think little kids would absolutely love it. And I think it's really well pitched at them. It came out, I want to say, when I was 5, so it's pretty much, I think, spot on for what age I was at the time it came out. I am going to give it a 8.
8, wow.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd change anything about it.
Yeah.
I think it's really well voiced, the animation's perfect, I think it's a decent script, it's entertaining enough, it's good music. I think Muppet Babies is a classic for good reason.
It's a good point, though. With the theme tune then, Stu, I'm assuming you as a fan then, based on what you've said about the music, you quite like the theme?
Yeah, I like the theme tune, I like the ending credits tune, I like the musical number in each episode. You know, every episode has a musical number. It's really well produced, it's well done. Animated by Marvel, who I think are decent, but not spectacular animation, like all the X-Men stuff. They're all good enough, I think, is probably the right word. But yeah, I like it.
Bro, what are we going for, dude?
Yeah, so... pretty much to echo in Bez and Stu's thought. Like, it's very cute. It's definitely aimed at a younger audience. The animation's good. Voice acting's good. But I just found it a little boring. Like, I didn't find it very engaging, and that might be like, as Stu said, it was same for 5-6 year olds and not 32 year olds, but I just didn't get into it. I did like the music throughout. It's very, you can just tell it's the Muppets straight away. I'm a Muppets fan, but the story just didn't get me. So, and as we mark the episode, I'm gonna go 5 out of 10.
You say you haven't seen these before then, Kane? None of the Muppet Babies?
I feel like I might have seen them before, but I don't remember watching them. But I've definitely seen the characters before, and I've seen the animation before, but I wouldn't be able to recall any story of it. But yeah, just... like, yeah, I get what it was going for, and it was very cutesy, and I totally get why someone like your son's age would enjoy it. Mm. But for me, I just didn't find it engaging enough.
I liked it. I liked it. I thought it was, obviously it is a kids cartoon, but I thought it was very clever as a kids cartoon. I thought it was quite sophisticated in places. One of my favorite bits, and we've already said it, is the, and this is a constant theme throughout the Muppet Babies stuff, is those kind of clips of old TV, like black and white TV, whether it's going to showing dinosaurs or monsters in a cupboard. I really like that, and the combination between the two. There's some lines in it which I really like, which, I mean, they are cutie lines where Animal thinks the alien is his mum, and he asks her if she wants to play and stuff. I thought that's quite cool. And the alien says Irm, so they name it Irma. I think there's some really cool lines in this. When they call up, obviously, they imagine that they're cut in a real phone box. It goes over to the kids' imagination, what James said, and they make that call to Neptune, and they get through to the Yoda residence, which I think is pretty cool. So there's some nice little things in here as well. I thought it was interesting as well when they go inside for Gonzo slingshot, and they end up in the Salvador Dali painting, which I thought was a really interesting choice of backdrop. Not a clue. Did anyone pick up on that? Because I didn't have a clue why they'd gone into that particular background. My favorite bit was right at the end, which I missed the first time around. I watched it, is when, Irma and I think it was Animal in the ET bike flying past the moon, which I thought was really, really cool. Yeah, all in all, love it. I like the fact you never see Nanny's face apart from when she turned into a monster, which I thought was really interesting. And that's an ongoing thing in the later ones as well. The later Muppet Babies, you never get to see Nanny's face.
Very Tom and Jerry like, isn't it?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, good point. I never saw that, which obviously come first. Yeah, good point.
Mm. Yeah, Rugrats was the one that didn't do that, wasn't it? Rugrats, the adults were characters in it as well. But a lot of, but you're right, Kane. Yeah, that kind of, you don't need to see them.
Well, it got me thinking, is this something, because obviously with the Muppet characters in the Muppets, the live-action Muppets, you obviously never see most of their legs. Were they doing the play on that with the adult that you don't see the top half of it? Was that kind of a juxtaposition to the fact that you don't see the legs? Yeah. I wonder if that's the reason why they did it, to kind of show the difference between the characters and the adults.
Could be right. They also didn't animate the people's hands puppeteering the babies.
But I suppose in the Muppets, though, you do see the human
Kermit's
characters.
Legs.
No, you see the human characters' legs, don't you?
No.
In the Muppets. Yeah, so say in the Muppets movie, you see the humans' legs. You just don't see the Muppets.
But you see, like, Michael Caine's legs, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
And you do see the Muppets legs. I don't know where you guys have... You see the Muppets legs all the time.
It's not like punching at Judy. Not
they
Richard
walk around
Judy.
Like Kermit sits on his log. You see his little legs, don't you?
Yeah. His little legs are kind of dangling over, though, aren't they?
But you still see his legs, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose. I don't know.
I think this is why we stopped having Jamie theories.
I miss Jamie theories.
I just thought it was interesting. Yeah. Look. All in all, I really like this. I genuinely thought this was a Star Wars episode the whole way through it. I thought it was an Ewok.
Me too. That's what I was waiting for.
I thought I'm being all right. Oh, like, what silly bastards. They don't know it's an Ewok. And all in all, it's a koala.
Drawn koala, though.
Absolutely.
It didn't look like the same animation to the rest of the cartoon.
I did a bit of research this week, and I found a few interesting Muppet facts And I wondered if there was something that you guys knew while Jamie's adding up the episode score. Do you know what it is yet, Jamie?
Yeah, 26. I gave it a 7, by the way, so 26 out
decent,
of 40.
Decent.
Yeah.
Do you guys know the link with the WWE and Muppets?
I know that what was it, 10 years ago there was something, but I can't think what it was.
One of the WWE wrestlers actually related to a Muppet.
I do know this. I know it.
Go on.
Go on.
How does this
it's
work?
It's Sheamus. And oh, hey. It's is it Beaker?
Mimi,
that's
Beaker,
it, yeah. Yeah, Beaker, it is Beaker, yeah.
In fact, there is a resemblance.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they played on that on the first, I think it was when the first, I say the first Muppet movie, but the first remake Muppet movie with who writes it?
Jason
phenomenal
Segel.
Film. Yeah, it's phenomenal, probably, isn't it?
It might have to be in my top 10 films of all time, that film.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's, I've seen it so many times. The soundtrack's absolutely spot on.
And of all time? Your amazing. Top 10 of all time?
Maybe. Of like, in films I can just Muppet turn films. On and enjoy. Yeah, it's great.
Wow.
Just behind Muppets 2 where Ricky Gervais.
I hate that. I hate that one. I hate that one with a passion. So I don't think what's his name? Jason Segel, is it? Is that his?
Yeah.
I don't think he had anything to do with that. And if so, it completely shows. Completely shows. Feels completely.
I think Ricky Gervais wrote the second one.
No, that's what
Jason
that makes
Segel
sense.
Wrote the first one.
That rings a bell, yeah. You're right.
A little bit of a off-the-shelf quiz here. Want to know how well you was listening to the theme tune. I've got the theme tune here. And on the original, which is the one we watched, the characters have an individual line. They didn't have that in the remake. I'm going to read you out the lines, and I want you to tell me which character said each line. Okay? So the first lines are, Muppet Babies, we make our dreams come true. Muppet Babies will do the same for you. Then Kermit says, when your room looks kind of weird and you wish that you weren't there, Piggy then says, just close your eyes and make believe and you can be everywhere. Next line, who says, I like adventure?
Kermit.
Well played, James. Who says, I like romance?
Miss Piggy.
James is on fire.
There you go.
Who says, I like great jokes?
Fozzie.
Played. Who says animal dance?
Animal.
Well played, yeah. Who says I've got my computer?
What's his
Skeeter.
Face? Scooter.
Skeeter is the sister, right?
Well, who says I swing through the air?
Skeeter.
There you
who
go.
Who isn't a Muppet?
Really?
Why?
I don't know. We know she's a Muppet baby, but she's never been an adult Muppet.
Interestingly,
as well, on the remake, they added in a character called Summer, a penguin. Yeah, which obviously is not a Muppet. Anyway, I'll carry on. Who
not
says
not a Muppet?
No, she is.
Summer the penguin's not a Muppet, as I'm aware of. Yeah,
I don't assume the penguins are Muppets. Are they?
Kermit's a frog.
In the other films, the penguins and Muppets, right?
Yeah, but some of the penguins, I think, are very specific penguins. There are some generic penguins, isn't there?
There's famous Muppet puppet penguins, isn't there?
Yes. Yeah.
Because they used to do a dance, didn't they, in the Muppet Show?
Mm-hmm. With the feet out.
Yeah. But as James says, Kermit's a frog, obviously. And he's a Muppet.
And Ralph's a dog.
Yeah. Why was the koala not able to speak and be a child in a household like the other animals?
Because he's an animal, not a Muppet.
Yeah, but they're animals, aren't they? They're pigs.
What's,
and Kermit's
what's animal
and
then?
An animal.
Mm. What's Gonzo?
Gonzo's a Gonzo.
He's a homosexual.
Animal
maniac.
Is some kind of worm, isn't he, or something?
Animal.
Furry worm?
Yeah.
Furry worm.
That's what she said.
Who says
that
I play
koala,
the
piano? Oh, we're still on this game. I thought we'd finish.
Oh, yeah, we're now.
Baby animals' ancestors are tomato worms.
Ooh.
So, you know, I don't know why they're tomato. But we do also know who his mum is.
Who's mum?
Animal's mum.
Who?
Do we?
Laverne.
Laverne?
Yeah, her name's Laverne.
Oh.
On the Muppet Babies or on Muppets?
Yeah, well, it's in her book. It's in her book. Animal's mum is mentioned.
Animal looks a little bit like that tomato from Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Wait, he's got the furry one. Worms.
Yeah, FT. Is it FT? Yeah. Furry tomato. Who says I play the piano?
Ralph.
Yep. And I have blue hair.
Gonzo.
Me, I invent things.
Bunsen burner.
Who says, me?
Beaker.
There you go.
I love Beaker.
Beaker's probably my... Well, I think Beaker's probably my favourite character. I think. Beaker's awesome. And they used to do it at Disney World where I think they stopped doing it in Epcot. Bunsen and Beaker used to ride around on a bike. And obviously some bloke had been there and remote controlling it. It used to be awesome. So they used to go ride around on a bike interacting with people. And I'm sure they've stopped it now. If anybody knows otherwise, please let me know. Because I saw it once and it was the fucking best thing I've ever seen in my life. It was amazing.
See, I don't like the Muppets, as I was said, but I must admit I do like Beaker.
How do you know who Beaker?
I've actually got a Christmas tree ornament of Bunsen burner and Beaker.
Tell you what, say you don't like Muppets, you absolutely smash that quiz.
It helps, Kane, that I watched the cartoon literally, it finished 2 minutes before the podcast started.
Even just knowing the names of each of the characters.
Yeah. I'm aware of who they are.
He's a secret fan.
I think he's lying. I think he's lying too. Yeah,
his little smile.
Do you know where the idea for the Muppet Babies cartoon came from? Do you know how they came up with it?
They wanted to get more money off the Muppets.
That's the answer.
Go on, James. What was that for misery?
It was in a Muppets episode. Miss Piggy was thinking about what it'd be like, what her and Kermit's relationship would have been like if they knew each other from babies. So that's where the idea came from. So it was a bit of a moment Miss Piggy had in the actual Muppets episode.
See, I saw that, but I'm not convincing. I think that's an internet myth.
Do you think?
Yeah. So that was 2 months before Muppet Babies launched.
They were just really quick drawing.
Do you know what I mean? Like to write, script, record, and produce and release an episode of a cartoon 2 months after that happened.
Especially
was it really only 2 months?
Yeah.
It's bullshit then if it's 2 months.
I read something similar saying it was based on this or they got the idea here, and then I saw another thing saying the first appearance of the Muppets as babies was in that dream sequence. And it was followed 2 months later by the Muppet Babies. So I'm assuming somebody had the idea of doing it, perhaps putting that
in there. Yeah, but surely they planted the seed in that. They were like...
But they could have thought the cartoon first and then added it to the movie, couldn't they? I mean, cartoons take a while to make, but I think we don't know.
How many years ago was The Muppets written, if that makes sense? I mean, they could have written that episode 6 months before they aired it and thought, well, that's a good idea, we'll do a cartoon based on that. Yeah. And then...
Well, they could have done a cartoon and had all the episodes written and the contract signed and then gone, let's put them in the film to cross-pollinate and sell more Muppet Babies toys. I don't think we'll ever know the truth, boys.
No one will.
And weird voice really actor in this.
Go on.
Some of the usuals, but Howie Mandel.
Why do I know that name?
The bald-headed American guy off their version of the singing, the talent show thing, what's it called? Simon Cowell.
X Factor.
Yes.
Really? Who does he voice then?
Scooter Skeeter Animal.
No.
Yeah. You know who he is, right? Wears the weird glasses.
Yeah.
On the original?
Yeah, on the original.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I was surprised. Because I've not really seen him in anything else. And we've not heard him do any of the voicing stuff. I don't think he's ever been big in the UK, has he, on anything?
No.
I've got no idea who he is.
You never seen America's Got Talent?
No.
Fair enough.
You'd recognise him if you saw him, I think, Kane.
Would I?
You would, Kane. He's some bald guy with a goatee.
me. Has anybody ever owned any Muppets items, toys, clothing, anything along those lines?
I had an animal toy.
A soft toy?
An animal baby toy, soft toy, yeah. From Muppet Babies. Way.
Okay. Did it do anything, Stu? Like, did it squeeze his belly in a talk or anything?
No, it's a cute little plushy toy thing. What about you?
I bet the only thing I remember is
still in its box.
No, I've not. I'd like something. The only thing I can remember ever owning was a Fozzie Bear Wookiee T-shirt that I got from my first trip to Hollywood Studios, which said Yeah, it's cool. It said Waka Waka Wookiee on it, which was pretty cool.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it was a decent T-shirt. I can't fit in it now, so I got rid of it a few years ago. But I think that's the only thing I can ever remember owning that was Muppets.
I've got my Christmas tree ornament.
No.
Look, Bez has got his old collection out now.
He's got a Muppets collection. He's wearing Muppets
pajamas.
He's got a Muppets T-shirt on under his jumper.
Disney made in China.
Have you got a pig in your pants?
Hello.
Frog in your throat?
Hey.
Is there a story behind this decoration, James?
No, I think my missus bought it.
Yeah. So,
can I also point out that James is almost dressed as Fozzie Bear? Or maybe Ralph.
Ralph.
Maybe Ralph. Well, Ralph, isn't he?
He's got the hair. Yeah.
You're dressed as Ralph. That is uncanny, actually, James. How much you look like a human version of Ralph the dog.
Wait up, James. I'm going to have to take a screenshot of this. It's got to go on social media. Wait up. To sort your hair
can
out.
Anybody else? Guys. So to those of you who are not watching because you can't watch, for some reason, Jamie just moved his camera then to take a screenshot of James. I'm not sure if he wants to be looking good on his screen.
No.
Quick cane pose, wearing the picture as well.
It's on my phone and I need to press both sides of it to take the screenshot.
There we go. That's even better.
You ready?
Yep.
I got it. Perfect. I'm going to crop us all out. I'm only putting James on it anyway. Good. So, yeah.
Cunt. What?
Yeah, the only Muppet memorabilia I've got is nothing from the original, but I had a Walter Teddy from the movie.
Did you?
Which I got. I can't remember which that. I got in.
Which was Walter?
Film. Yep. The film.
Yeah. What
from
is
the
he?
The film. Is a Muppet.
Is
what?
Well, he's not, or is he a man?
Is a human? Yeah. Good point. Nice banter, Kane. Nice banter. Is Jason Segel's brother in it? Isn't he? He plays his brother, which is weird.
What is it? Is he a person? Or is it?
That's
the joke. Yeah, that's the joke.
I've never seen that, I don't think.
Oh, you're not seeing it?
You've got to watch it. It's amazing.
What's it called?
That song is called Man or Muppet.
No, the film.
It's called The Muppets.
Yeah. Is it just called The Muppets?
Yeah.
It can't be just called The Muppets.
I think it is.
Yeah, I think so too.
And Muppet Babies isn't called Muppet Babies.
This is the film. Honestly, Kane is not wrong. The soundtrack is phenomenal. There's not a weak song on that soundtrack.
James can narrate the entire movie from memory.
Can.
Isn't like Muppets though.
So I was just looking at my Muppet Christmas ornament, and I think it might have been bought. What year were you married, Jamie?
2015.
That's when I bought it.
You bought it in Disney.
Disney when we were there for your wedding. I just looked at the date cool. And it's got 2015 written on it.
So that's when both me and Bez got our Muppet things with Jamie's wedding.
We obviously thought of Jamie and thought Muppet. That's what we've got to buy. We've got to buy something Muppety.
Anyway, what's talking about film, what's really cool in the Man or Muppet song in the film, there's a shot where they have Jason Segel and he looks in the mirror and he sees the Muppet version of him. Then it goes on to the actual Muppet. What's his name again, Kane?
Walter.
Walter. And he looks back at the human version of him in the mirror. Now, I'm sure Kane will get this. What actor plays the human version of Walter in the Muppet film when he looks in the mirror? James will know.
I've never seen the film.
James is like, I can't say.
I'm going to go for The Rock.
That would be awesome.
I don't actually know the actor's name, but I know who he is.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, it's Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It works. It really does work. Yeah. It, when you see the Muppet, it looks in the mirror. It totally works. Yeah. It's such a clever film, guys. You've got to watch it. Honestly, it's a really good film.
I think I must have seen it, but I don't know. How many how many Muppet movies have there been? Do you reckon?
Oh, do you know the answer to this? Is this a quiz question?
I do know the answer.
I'll go 12.
I'm going to go 25.
7.
25's bold. We are only including Muppets, as in the Muppets, not all of Jim Henson's puppets.
Not the Happy
Dino.
We're
not including Dark Crystal, for example.
Oh, okay.
It's only Muppet productions.
Oh, Happy Time Murders. You see what you watched that? Sorry, just to go on slightly different thing. That is so good.
Is it got Muppets in?
Sort of, yeah. So it's cool. Muppets who are now out of work and on crack and stuff like that and killing each other.
Oh, the film?
Yeah.
It's good. It's really good.
I really enjoyed it. So how many were we looking at? I would say 7.
You're saying 7?
Yep.
10.
Hmm. Okay.
10 Place. Muppet movies.
Muppets in Space.
Muppets in Space.
Christmas
Muppets
Carol.
Take Manhattan.
Christmas Carol. Muppets Most Wanted.
That's the most
Treasure Island. One. Treasure Island?
Yes. Well, Muppet Treasure Island.
Yeah.
To be fair, you're right, but the Christmas Carol version is great as well.
That's probably the best film version of A Christmas Carol. I'm not even joking.
I'd go with Scrooged.
Really?
Scrooged?
Oh, Bill Murray.
Nah, I'd go Muppet Christmas Carol. Can't be that. We're way over halfway through, and I would hate to miss out a Jamie Would You Rather, a legendary Would You Rather, that is Muppet related.
Of course it is. Well, it's kind of episode related.
Okay.
Partly related to, half of it's related to the episode, other half related to the theme tune. Okay. So just take your mind back to the first line of it. Muppet Babies, we make our dreams come true. Muppet Babies will do the same for you. This is the Would You Rather. Would you rather all of your dreams and nightmares come true? Or you have a Hoover head for a nose and a hand on top of your head?
An actual hand?
Yes. Not like...
Is it my hand?
Or is it just a hand? It's a hand on top of your head.
A living hand?
It's a living hand.
Can it move?
It does move, yes. You can control it.
So it's like having a thing from... So I can. It is part of me. I can control
it. Not one. It's like you lose a hand, but it is a extra hand on top of your head.
Okay, yes. So I can wave with it. I can give it a finger.
You could, absolutely, okay. Yes.
When you say head. When you say dreams, is it a nightmares? Is it dreams as in what you're thinking, or dreams actually when you're asleep?
When you're asleep, only when you're asleep. Okay. Every one of them, all your dreams come true, and your nightmares.
Vacuum nose and hand on the head. I'm going
really.
For. Yeah, my dreams are insane. It'd be way worse than having a hand and a vacuum on my head.
Also, yeah.
All of them could come true, right?
Could also get you into, a lot of trouble as well.
Why?
Hello.
Where have all the prostitutes come from, Stu? Fuck.
I swear it was a dream. I'm going to dream one all day long.
I don't know, though, because you'd be worried so much about dreaming something that then, like, take control of the dream. Didn't you once tell us that you could control your dreams?
I lucid dream, so that'd be perfect for me. I'd be like, so now I can fly, now I've got more
Jamie, just to confirm, if I dream that something happens, has it then happened for good? Or the next day, does it, like, reset?
No, so if you have a dream, let's say, for example, about a pink cat... That pink cat becomes real. It doesn't disappear after a day, so it's a part of the real world.
If I dream that my favorite tomato plant dies, it dies in real life.
Correct. Yes.
If all of the next night I dream that it's alive,
yes,
is it then alive again?
Yeah, you could have that. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going with Hoover nose and hand on head.
What were your questions leading to then, Stu?
Just making sure I was fully informed before making that choice.
Filling for time.
Just, Stu, I've got so many questions from what people are saying here. You said that your dreams are, I'm not paraphrasing it, but batshit crazy. What kind of reality are we creating?
I'm assuming most people are just like, you dream that
I don't know, that like you didn't have a job and your new job is walking a cat named Edwin. And Edwin isn't a cat, he's an upside down lemon.
What the hell? That what has cheese you've been eating?
Googly eyes. And just dreams are mental, right? Dreams can be absolutely any kind of mentalness. So it would be like living in some kind of drug fueled,
you'd go crazy,
insane place. Yeah, because then every day it would be different.
Almost like a self-identity.
Like you have a dream that you didn't marry your family and that you actually married Winona Ryder. And Edward Scissorhands is your doctor. And then that's reality all of a sudden.
Yeah, where did Winona Ryder come from there? That's brilliant.
It's the dreams, right? It can be anything.
But I mean, how did you think of the actor?
If I dreamt that I was married to Winona Ryder, would I then think I was married to Winona Ryder? Would I know it's a dream?
You would be married to her.
Would I know I was married to her because I dreamt it, or would I think I was married to her?
You think you're married to her. I think your dreams feel real.
Remember, your dreams come real, so you would be married to her. Your dreams come true.
But would I know it was because I'd had a dream?
Depends how in deep your dream are you.
Yeah, I think your reality resets, so I don't think you'd know.
Because one dream of a different family and a different life, and then the odds of ever having the dream about your existing family and life are then infinitesimal, I would assume, right?
I've never once had a dream about having a different family.
You've never had a dream where you don't have a family, or you're single, or you're a space alien adventurer, or you live with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And then your family doesn't exist, right? They're gone.
What if I'm a liquid dinosaur?
Yeah, well, how would you have got married to your family if you were a liquid dinosaur?
Maybe they're liquid dinosaurs.
Well, maybe they are, but then they don't exist as they are now, right? And the odds of you then, as a liquid dinosaur, having a dream about pink human-shaped blobs that have a society is pretty slim, I'd imagine. So then you're never getting
dreams,
that back.
I've crazy dreams, but they're not like that. My dreams are very twisted realities. I don't have dreams like I'm a space monster.
Give us an example.
Like that. So the main dreams I have, and we spoke about this before, and this is a bit of a concern for me. I have lots of dreams about haunted houses. Either living in them or going through them, and they're terrifying.
Does any actual harm befall you?
No.
Or anyone around you?
Get harmed in dreams, dear, as such.
No, but do you imagine being stabbed in the dream or somebody being murdered? Or
no, never. No, because you don't really get harmed in dreams. So I tell me if I'm wrong here, but I've never been stabbed or injured in a dream.
I
got bit by a shark once and woke up with cramp in my thigh dead bad. It come up and engulfed my entire leg, and I woke up and got like cramp all around the top of my thigh dead bad. I'm like, son of a bitch.
I always wake up at that point. I've never been hurt like that. But it is a factor for me, because I'd live in a constant haunted house, which would be terrifying.
Yeah, because when you wake up from your dream in this, would you rather, just before getting stabbed, you're then about to get stabbed, right, a second later?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So the evil clown comes in with a knife, ready to stab you, and Ronald says, you know, eat my burgers. As he comes out with a knife, you wake up. That's now real. He's actually there, and you're in his house.
Well, there's never like a protagonist in the dreams that I have. If it is a haunted house or something like that, I never actually see anything chasing me. It's just an immense fear that I have. So I would have that immense something, but I don't know what.
If that's reality, is there an actual fear? Is there an actual thing to cause that fear?
No, because it wouldn't be, because the dream is, I don't know what's, so I'd have this fear, I'd have this crippling fear throughout my whole life, but not be aware of what it is. So I'm fearful of something. So
you're going for the hand head then?
I'm going to feel it.
I think I am. I think I'm going for the Hoover head, for the nose and the hand on my head. Yeah, for that reason.
What about you, Kate? What are you going for?
Yeah, that's what I'm going for too. I'd like to control my own reality, and it just it fuck with your head so much if every dream becomes true. Like, you wouldn't be able to live a normal life at all. Like, no day would be normal.
That'd be amazing.
James, can you control every dream?
Not at the start. So they always start out random. So they start out in the same place, but they always start out in the same house.
That's interesting.
As I go to sleep, I think about the house to start off there. So,
but do you ever forget to do that?
No, because I love dreaming. So it's literally my nightly routine.
Which I get that. Like, I love chocolate cake, but sometimes I don't have chocolate cake.
Yeah, but you've got to go to sleep. You know you're going to dream, so you're like, you know, it's like saying
that. That's what I'm trying to get to. So do you ever not do it and then not remember your dream or not dream so you can have a rest kind of thing?
I always, when I lay down, because it takes me just to go to sleep anyway, so part of my nighttime sleepy routine is lie down and then I picture the house or the details of the house. So I don't do you don't picture the big picture. You don't think, oh, it's this. You think, right, it's this type of pattern on the wooden floor. It's this sort of wood grain on the banister. And then your subconscious fills in the rest of the house. So you're fixated on those little details. When you go into the dream, you're in the house because your mind's built the rest of the house. It knows what it looks like. It knows where it needs to be. And then what you do is when you're opening certain doors in the house or going through it, scenarios will present themselves as a normal dream would. You know, it's like random stuff. You'll open the door and you'll be in Stu's house from my house or something like that.
I was just about to say how many of those doors are sex doors. I'm glad I said that 10 seconds earlier.
But then what you do is obviously you then close that door and then you say what you want the door to be.
Why would you close the sex door?
No, I open the door to your house and I think, no, I don't like that. Okay. Yeah. Not that I don't like your house.
Why have I got a door?
I want to be a sex door. So I'll close that door and go, right, now I open this door, it's going to be the sexy door. So you open the door and it's a sexy door.
It's like a Nightmare Before Christmas with all the trees when they go through the doors for like Christmas.
Or Encanto.
Muppets Christmas.
Well, the best ones are where you let them sort of play out to most something. You tweak it. You tweak the reality as you go along. You're not constantly like telling a story. You're just letting it play out with whatever your mind wants to create. But so if I'm in a zombie apocalypse, which is what I love, having a zombie apocalypse type dream, I will give myself an extra big gun with unlimited bullets, or I'll give myself a shield or some advantage or something along those lines. So I'm not producing the
definitely what
apocalypse.
I'd choose to have a shield in a zombie apocalypse.
I had one where I had a water gun because they were susceptible to water. No. So I was spraying with water, and then at the end of it, when that ran out of water, I spit it on them and stuff like that. Then,
why didn't you pee on them?
I did pee as well.
Sniping with your spit.
And you're happy that that becomes reality when you wake up?
Yeah, because I've still got the advantage. I've still got the, you know. And tomorrow
I'll
dream
it all. You've got an advantage. Yeah, but the world is now taken over by water-soluble zombies.
Tomorrow I can dream it all away.
But you wouldn't remember what it was like before then.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't. That's the whole point. You don't. So in my dreams, I'm still aware of who I am. You don't have memory of what happened previously.
No, because in my dreams, I'm still aware of who I am and who, you know, who you guys are and who my family are and all that stuff. I still know who those people are. I'm not a different person. I'm still me. Sometimes I have the, I don't know if you guys have this as well, the third person dream where you see yourself doing stuff.
No, that's just you.
Never.
Okay. So you basically see yourself from a different perspective. So if it's like an action type thing and you're running away from
like playing Tomb Raider.
Sort of, but not over your shoulder. You're like, so if I'm, you know, kicking down a door because I'm a cop in an action type film, and someone's shooting, and I jump over the banister to dodge the bullets.
Yeah.
Then I'll be standing at the bottom of the stairs watching me jump over the banister dodging the bullets.
Nice. Like if you got woken up at that point in your dream when all your dreams become reality, are you now a disembodied thing watching yourself?
That's a good
watching
question.
Watching somebody called James Beresford wander around.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work.
Or you having to like do your hair and stuff while looking at yourself for the rest of your life. You're like trying to get things from a third person. You like can't quite reach or pick anything up properly.
The worst thing is my third party view of myself is completely different to how I actually look. Yeah, so my self image, I'm like, oh, you've ripped it. Look at him vaulting that banister like a gazelle. And it's like,
it's like when Homer sees himself.
Yeah, it's just it's not the real reality.
James, do you have any dreams what you've not controlled? So are there any ones that are just organic?
So not for a long time. I used to have recurring bad dreams about...
The Postman Pat one was spoke about. One of my favourite.
But no, since... Oh,
we've got to do that cartoon. Since
forever, I've never had any... I don't let them go that far. I'll let them go to some extent and just let it play out, but...
Yeah.
If it starts to get either boring or to the point where I want to change it, I'll step in then and change it to what I want it to be.
Just in case anyone is listening to this and thinking, what the fuck has having a hand on your head and a Hoover head for a nose got to do with this cartoon? The Muppet Babies dress up as aliens, and I think it's Skeeter that does that. So one of the characters actually does that, so it is.
Does the Hoover on your head work for you guys?
Go
Can
on.
You suck stuff up with it?
Yeah, it's your nose, James.
It's your nose.
That's what your nose normally
is. But is it like a nose that's just shaped like a Hoover, or is it actual Hoover nose?
No, where would all the stuff you hoovered with your nose go?
In your tummy.
Ugh. That'd be gross.
That'd be grim, like fingernails and bits of skin. Yeah. Oh. Pubes spiders. And stuff, yeah.
Well, it is a would you rather. They're not usually,
this is probably the nicest would you rather.
It is, isn't it?
I thought when Jamie said people are going to wonder what we're going on about, it was because of the fact that James has a fear of Postman Pat. I thought that was going to be what he was going to explain. Kane, last week, it's Ronald McDonald. James, it's Postman Pat. Jamie, we don't know what his childhood fear is. I wasn't a fan of Rupert the Bear.
Rupert the Bear?
Yeah.
Jamie did it with Bully from Bullseye.
Bully.
Yeah. Grotbags from Marauder and Emu. Yeah. And the reason for that is I watched her on something else and she was in character as Grotbags. So in my childlike mind, I think it might have been Bullseye, strangely enough, like a celebrity one. In my childhood mind, I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. This isn't Marauder and Emu. That's how she really is every day. That's how she... Shit.
Transcending shit. Reality.
Yeah. We've crossed over here. Well, it could have been blank, actually, thinking about it. But yeah,
I think that is what she always was.
Yeah.
I don't think she was ever anything else, was she?
I saw Grotbags switch on the Christmas lights at Chesterfield Market once.
Chesterfield Market. Wow.
Yeah.
Classy.
On the Christmas lights, yeah. Remember that. Just a real quick, I had a second would you rather. I don't want to go into this in too much detail. Just give me either one really quick. Would you rather go into space or have £1 million?
Space.
£1 million.
£1 million.
£1 million. Okay. For me, okay.
What about you?
Interesting. Yeah, £1 million for me.
Why is my answer always different?
Because you're insane.
You're Rolf-looking, Muppet-liking, cheeky sausage, James. That's why.
Agreed. And on that note, it's pretty much time to wake up from this dream / nightmare of an episode and say goodbye.
Guys, at By the Power Pod is our Twitter and social media links are the same as well. Website for us is www.bythepower.net. If you want to send us an email, that's bythepowerpod@gmail.com. We haven't had any recommendations or reviews for quite some time, so they would be much appreciated. Any recommendations or reviews? If you want to buy us a coffee, which some people do at times, we do like coffee and beer and whiskey and any Muppet-related memorabilia, that is buymeacoffee.com/buythepower. Who's next? Whose cartoon is it next?
Cocaine.
Yeah. Just to answer the other thing is I'd kill Miss Piggy as well.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, good point. You would, Miss Piggy.
Mr. Feature. Yeah.
Especially the baby version. Her voice was fucking annoying.
Oh, Kane. I'm going for Nanny.
Ooh. Why are you going for Nanny?
She's lived a life. I'm not going to kill a baby, am I? Am I going to kill an old woman or a baby?
That's a Muppet. It's only a puppet.
Muppet baby, Kane.
It's a Brian Connolly
Muppet
quote.
Baby.
It's a Muppet.
It's a Muppet. I'm killing Nanny. Jamie?
I don't like this version of Gonzo, so I'm taking Gonzo out.
What do you mean this version? It's just Gonzo.
Well, yeah, I don't like him.
But then he'll never grow up to be Gonzo.
Yeah, for me, Gonzo should be flying himself out rockets and stuff like that.
He's a baby. He can't do that yet, can he? Come on.
Well, he won't do because I'm going to kill him. So he's not going to get
up. Yeah, he'll never do that. How are you going to kill baby Gonzo?
I'm
going to
stick him in a rocket.
James, I know you don't know any of the Muppets, so who are you going
for? I'm setting fire to Fozzie Bear and putting him in a little toy chest.
Fozzie? Mm.
Yeah.
Walker.
Harsh.
That's only something a true Muppets fan says, that Bez.
Yeah, true.
It was James going to say, because that happened in episode 3, 20 minutes into...
and my cartoon for next week, to with the cinema announcement as well, is going to be Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ooh. Nice.
What year is that from, Kane? Are we sticking with the 80s and 90s this week?
It's 93.
Nice.
And I've got an episode as well.
Ooh, wow. Yes.
Yeah, the One True Ring.
It is Tails in Charge.
I hope he's got Tails in it.
I guess there's going to be a lot of puns in that episode.
What, about getting the tails out?
Yeah.
My tail's always in charge.
what's the bad guy called in Sonic?
Dr. Robotnik.
Is he not Dr. Eggman?
Eggman's his other name, and it's got two names, Eggman and Robotnik.
Eggman Robotnik.
By the way, in the film, Jim Carrey is phenomenal. As I know, we'll probably talk about that next time.
He's not as good as the guy playing Sonic.
He looks just like him, doesn't he?
It's amazing. He does look just like him.
He's out of was he in Parks and Rec, wasn't it? He was one of the guys. He cameos in Parks and Rec.
Oh.
Can't you recognise him?
No.
Like, I can remember a little blue.
It's very that's
good.
The guy.
Very
definitely
in Parks and Rec.
It's definitely in Parks and Rec.
I'm still
is.
Maintaining that for that first Sonic film, they purposely put bad pictures of Sonic out there to get people.
Do you think it was marketing?
Yeah.
It looked horrendous, right?
It looked shocking. It looked so bad they couldn't have done that.
If you were going to do that, would you not have just made the trailer look like that rather than making the entire movie and then
we don't know
make all the animators
movie.
Work hundreds of hours?
We've got no proof of that actually happened, have we?
Have we not?
No.
I think all the animators are kicking off.
No.
Anyway, let's not talk Sonic conspiracies yet. Let's save that for next week when we talk about Sonic and the episode that I've already forgotten, which is Tails True...
Tails in Charge.
Tails in Charge. Tails in charge. Odd sentence. Tails is in charge. Tails in charge.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe Sonic gets kind of loses his authority a little bit.
I bet he gets turned into a little robot edug by Dr. Eggman.
Ooh.
Guess we'll find out.
There's that fit little pink hedgehog in this as well, isn't there?
Oh, we haven't had a sexy animal for a while, have we?
Sexy hedgehog. You have to watch out, shouldn't give you a little prick though.
too late
from me.
Too late.
Goodbye from me.
So bonjour from myself.
Peace from me.
And I'm not saying it.
Go on, James.
Joke.
I don't know, he's still getting cut. Are you still in or what's the deal?
Joke.
I thought we weren't doing jokes.
Last week was in. Joke. Definitely I listened to last week's that was in. Yeah.
Joke.
Well, strangely enough, I have got it's not a joke, it's actually a story for you. I was at the doctor's the other day. Whee! Doctor's.
Get his pants down.
What was hanging out?
And unfortunately, he's told me I've got to stop masturbating.